how much we could expect to pay for our beef, pork, and poultry this year. That's coming up on This Land of Ours. Consumers experienced a bit of sticker shock at the meat counter last year.
He or she faced record nominal retail prices for most meat products during 2014. Beef is priced high relative to other meats. Pork prices were also high in 2014 and certainly expensive relative to history.
USDA economist Michael Jewison says this year is shaping up to be a repeat, especially in the beef sector.
In contrast, chicken prices have declined as a proportion to average hourly wages.
Jewison says a look at per capita consumption shows over the last two decades, we've been eating more chicken and protein while eating less beef and pork over that same time period. So how much will we eat in 2015?
We are forecasting a 5% increase in per capita pork disappearance with greater supplies and lower prices. Beef is expected to be down marginally as supplies remain tight, while chicken is up 4% to 87 pounds per capita. So we put all the red meat and poultry disappearance together, we could see our forecast for a 3% increase in per capita disappearance, the largest year-over-year percentage increase since 2002.
Even with this increase in demand for meat, we as consumers in this land of ours may benefit by seeing lower prices. One exception is in the beef sector.
We expect cattle to be higher from 2014's record on continued tight supplies of fed cattle. In contrast, hogs, broilers, turkeys, and eggs are all expected to decline from 2014 on greater production.
The translation for the consumer? Get ready to pay more for beef, but less for pork and broiler meat in 2015. I'm Kathy Isom, Southeast AgNet.